3, 2, 1. With the beginning of the new year, it's time for all of those New Year's resolutions, those promises we are going to make to try to make our lives better. Now, if the blogs are any indication, it appears the Republic is on the verge of collapse and civilization as we know it will soon come to an end. To combat this demise, there needs to be a national New Year's resolution that everyone should do something about television and internet news. So, I would like to offer a few suggestions for how those people can cope with what they consider to be the open sewer flowing into their homes. First, it should be obvious the programming and commentary isn't going to change. So, I suggest people who are dissatisfied watch something else. Even the most inexpensive cable package offers lots of viewing choices. If you don't like what's on, change the channel. Likewise, if you don't like what's on one website, go to another one. A second option is not to watch or scan the news at all. If all the news is biased, then there's no point in watching any of it. Read a book, go for a walk, play games with the children. Do some other family thing. Of course, this also means parents would have to spend a little more time with their children, but I always thought that's what being a parent was all about. So I don't for one minute think television is leading to the downfall of American society. Yes, some news programming is nothing more than mindless entertainment. Some programming may be offensive. But if you don't like it, simply take control of the situation and watch or do something else. No one is forcing you to participate, and that's what choice is all about. I'm Larry Burris.